If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
We know the good. And how do we know the good? Well, one way Paul is talking about here is the law that God gave to the children of Israel. Earlier in that same chapter, I didn't read it, but he talks about how we know from that law, the law that God gave the children of Israel, what coveting is.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friends, ever heard of muscle memory? It applies to so much in our life. When we have an injury or we have one of our limbs operated on, we do rehab, that is, rehabilitation, exercising our muscles in the ways we need to move, throwing balls, lifting heels, bending wrists, elbows, shoulders, knees, and hips, climbing stairs, and so many other things to match the muscles and the correct moves. When I broke my leg in the summer after seventh grade, I remember I had to virtually reteach myself to walk, run, and jump. Then there's sports. I love sports, but I'm certainly not good at them. In football practice, I could tell you exactly what moves the coach wanted of me, but I could not make my body go in just the right direction. Some players seem to be just naturals at it. They not only did the moves just right, but even improved upon them. They were stars. I knew a few. But they, too, would practice, and the coaches would watch them, and they would watch films of themselves and train their muscles to move in just the right way. And whether it's football, baseball, golf, soccer, running, or anything else, and by the way, you know, musicians have the same issues. Muscle memory is the key. But when it comes to doing good as human beings, is it muscle memory or new creation? Well, we're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. Right now, listen to the group Building 429, Where I Belong.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I we
In the letter Paul wrote to the Romans, chapter 7, it says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not good. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind." Again, this is one of those passages. Yep, one of those that theologians spend lifetimes on sorting out and sharing with each other. The good news is that we can at least stand on some of their shoulders and sort it out for ourselves. But let's begin with this. Doesn't this sound and even feel familiar? It should. Even pagan kings and philosophers have felt and talked about the good self and the bad self that war against each other in their person. We know the good. And how do we know the good? Well, one way Paul is talking about here is the law that God gave to the children of Israel. Earlier in that same chapter, I didn't read it, but he talks about how we know from that law, the law that God gave the children of Israel, what coveting is. The law said, "Do not covet." And we know then that desiring other people's things for ourselves is wrong. So those who know the Ten Commandments know what's good, even though they don't live up to it. The two tendencies show themselves. Then there is the law that shows up in nature. People all around the world, in different societies and cultures, who perhaps have never heard of, let alone put into practice, the Ten Commandments, nevertheless know that it's wrong to kill another innocent person, or steal, or even disobey your parents. It's natural. We talk about the person who gets caught up in doing something bad, but nevertheless is a good guy. We write stories about them. It's natural law. So Paul says there is a delight in God's law in our inner being, and then another muscle memory of the law of sin working in the members of our body. We know the good, but always turn back to the old bad muscle memory actions. Do you get it? Is that you? I know it was me at one time. Paul then, reflecting, the cry of the whole world says, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" So let me ask you, are you sick and tired, worn out of all this back and forth? And let me tell you some more bad news. There is no amount of spiritual rehabilitation with spiritual muscle memory action practicing the written laws of God, or even the natural laws of God, that will get you into shape. You just cannot deliver yourself. So many, even most of you, are trying to do just that through even church, religion, AA, NA, psychotherapy, yoga, spiritualism. My friends, you are going to fail. So what is the answer? Paul says it. He says this, "Thanks be to God. It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord." In other words, my friend, through the death and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus, we can go beyond spiritual moral rehabilitation or spiritual moral muscle memory practice, being good because we do good. In fact, as the Word of God says right here, really, we have no good in us and can't then do good. But we can have spiritual new creation, a heart recreated so that the right muscle memory of God's goodness, God's Holy Spirit, is living right in us. We no longer are slaves to sin, only the ability to do bad when we know good, but rather slaves to doing good, loving it, knowing it, and doing it. We're not perfect, but we are very different. Do you hear me? We're not perfect, but we are very different if Christ is living in us. So do you want to continue fighting a losing battle or have the victory through Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray with me and get that victory? Dear Jesus, I am worn out trying to overcome my sinful self. Would you forgive me of my sins? Come to live within me. Create in me a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can reach me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, this new creation, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.